Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Ombliguito la semana. Hopefully you survived yesterday's hurricane winds that ripped through SoCal. 40 to 60 mile an hour winds is unreal. And we're going to kick off with a little mystery. See if you can guess who texted this last night in our group chat here for the show. I have no power. And a homeless man just threw a banana at me. Damn. And called me a biatch.
Sounds rude.
We'll get into that in just a sec. Was it Brian? Good morning to you, bro.
Hey, everyone.
Was it Chelsea?
Good morning.
Good morning, Chelsea. Was it Tamara? Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Was it producer Brad?
Nope.
Good morning. Or was it DJ Majestic?
I don't even like bananas.
And the people on the streets know that.
Apparently, neither do homeless people.
Yeah. All right. So definitely, if you guessed Chelsea, you are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
If you chose me, you're incorrect. If you chose anybody else but Brian.
I feel like it's like something that would just happen to Brian. So you're I think incorrect. Most people probably would guess it would be Brian.
My neighborhood is a little bit more hood than neighbor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I live amongst the people. And apparently, a palm tree fell down on a power line or something, which is kind of a funny thing to say when you're complaining about the weather.
Right.
Like, oh, God, guys, a palm tree fell on my power box.
Right.
Yeah, and I was walking to the store, and a homeless man, I don't know, he just winged a banana at me. I had a duck. It was just weird. It was a weird neighborhood last night.
Yeah.
Because it was pitch black. You never realize, like, how dark it gets at night until there's no streetlights.
Yeah, you sent us a picture, and we could only barely see your face because you had your laptop on. And, you know, it was lighting up your face. And I was really worried for your other neighbor, the one that got his clothes thrown out.
Oh, I'd be worried for him, too,
I was
every
like,
day.
With this wind, like, were his clothes, like, up, just flying around up on a palm tree somewhere?
Predictably, they're still together.
of course they are.
He moved right back in the apartment. Yeah. I was just, if she would have thrown the stuff over the gate yesterday, it would have ended up, like, 60 feet down the road because that thing was blowing. The funny part to me was, and I don't know if this happened to any of you guys, this wind was like a mystery. It was like snuck up on us.
Came out of nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
Literally.
Really came out of nowhere, which is crazy because in the studio, we have the trusty, the never wrong Amp Radio weatherman.
Producer Brad.
That's right.
Shout out to Producer Brad.
Man.
Puts a lot of work, a lot of research into his weather reports every morning.
And you guys listen to him. And we rely on Producer Brad to not let things like hurricane force 60 mile an hour winds come ripping through your neighborhood and be a surprise. So let's just see. Let's just see if, and this is one of yesterday's weather reports. Let's see if there was any hint of wind.
Partly cloudy today around SoCal. Highs in the high 70s inland near the beaches. Highs in the mid-70s.
All right.
Throughout tonight, it's going to get down into the mid to upper 50s. This weather forecast brought to you by Ralph's.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow. Interesting. No heads up at all.
Your shout out to Ralph's, though. Appreciate you.
That inflection was good, though. That was a good
How about the hurricane winds, bro?
I don't know. It didn't show up on the iPhone. That's where I get my weather before I record it.
Show up on my iPhone.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Shout out to all of you that got dressed in the dark this morning because the power went out due to those crazy hurricane winds that came through yesterday here in LA. Brian, you look pretty good for getting dressed in the dark.
It's not bad. I used my iPhone flashlight. I also had to Uber here because my apartment gate won't open.
Nice.
The struggle's real, bro.
I think this more concerning part is that nobody who work like no building management or nobody who manages our apartment seems to care.
Nah,
we have like older folks that live there. I have a crazy couple that's always fighting, and she's throwing his clothes out. What if he needs to escape? You're stuck.
Facts, man. Facts. Well, I'm glad you're okay, bro. We're gonna get into this juicy story right here. Our girl Chelsea did yoga yesterday with one of our favorite amp artists' boyfriend. I'm talking about Camila Cabello's boyfriend. Matthew Hussey.
The Matthew Hussey.
Relationship and guru.
According to what she observed, she believes and has come to the conclusion that they may have broken up. Chelsea, break it down.
I may be looking into it too much, but...
Well, I mean, that's kind of what we do.
I know.
She's like, I may be exaggerating, guys, but maybe this is why we play this.
Yeah.
Whoa!
So he came in. He was kind of the last person to come in, you know, right before the class started, and he just looked really sad, you know? And he said to the teacher, he's like, oh, this is, I'm trying this out for the first time. And
yoga.
Yeah, yoga. And it's a hot yoga class, and this class specifically and this teacher is, like, the hardest.
Right.
I've been doing it now pretty frequently for the last few months and, like, just now started being able to stay in the room the whole time. It's just, like, a very challenging class.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, this guy is in for it. Like, what's going on? But he just looked the whole time, and I felt myself like, what? It's probably creepy, but I was like watching him the whole time, like trying to,
no,
trying
definitely
to
is
feel
creepy.
Out.
What position were you in? What position were you in when you were like side eyeing and checking him out?
Downward dog for sure.
Depressed dog. Depressed dog. He's just laying there.
Yeah.
Just,
now,
are you sweating or crying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he knew the teacher or not?
No, he definitely didn't.
And how's the teacher respond to the fact that homeboy is in there? Obviously, he's a quote unquote expert in relationships and how to get the guy and all this other stuff. He's written books that you've read.
Yeah, Chelsea. I have read them. I will admit that. It was funny because the teacher the whole time kept like commenting on his, like everything he was doing. So he'd be like, ooh, Matthew, ego poses, your pose. Like you're doing, everyone has one pose that can do, they can do well. And this is yours. Ooh, Matthew, you're so flexible.
Oh my God.
You're so in shape. And like, it was just really funny the whole time. Like, I think she was trying to make him feel comfortable because it was his first class, but like, you know, he actually did a pretty good job. I was kind of impressed. I could tell he was struggling a little bit.
Did anybody stand up like, get off his junk? He's with Camila Cabello.
No, I don't know. Okay.
Up for your girl. Well, he's posting a lot of photos of himself trying to look happy him and his mom on lunch dates. Bad sign.
I'm telling you guys.
So you guys can make your own conclusion based off of Chelsea's observations.
He looked sad. Sad into yoga. When I went through a bad breakup, I got into yoga. I got to say.
Most people look happy during yoga? Hot yoga especially?
There's a positive aura.
Yeah, you're supposed
people,
to.
Right?
Like I've had my yoga teacher, when I do a class, go like, oh my God, your face looks like this hurts. And I'm like, it does. This hurts. All of this hurts. And then she'll come over and like push down to try to get me like be more flexible. And I'm like, ah! She's like, you make this look so not fun. I'm like, yeah, it's not. I'm not here because I want to be. I'm here because I feel like deep down inside I have to be here.
It's so interesting to see the different treatment Matthew Hussey gets at yoga versus Brian.
Well, my lady was like, open up those hips. And I'm like, settle down. Just met you.
I guess we'll find out soon if they are still together or not. But you heard it here first.
Yeah, there you go,
from
guys.
Chelsea's yoga class.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Ezra's from Northridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ezra's, first question for you. Did the hurricane winds affect you in Northridge yesterday? Yay or nay?
It's been pretty crazy, but luckily we still have lights.
That's good. You're better off than Brian.
Oh, my place is awful right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're even planning on trying to fix it. I think they're just like, whatever.
All right, Ezra. Well, I'm glad you're good to go on that, bro. Number two, why do you need to be at our Amp Coachella house this weekend to party it up?
You know, I've been going to Coachella for about 5 years, and this is the first year I didn't get tickets, so this is even better. I'm going to be there in a better environment, so I'm stoked.
Did something bad happen to you at the last Coachella? Better environment? Was it not a good one for you?
Just timing and money, so this is great.
Yeah, just hang out at the pool with us all day.
He's like, somehow after I buy tickets to Coachella, I'm always broke.
Yeah.
For the next year.
True. I mean, exactly.
This is a major money-saving opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, man, welcome to the Amp Coachella house. Congratulations, you're caller 9, bro. You're the winner.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so stoked.
For sure, man. We'll see you there this weekend. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, all right?
Can't wait.
Some of your favorite Amp artists are going to be swinging by as well, like Khalid, Ella May, and many more. Your next chance at winning is at 7:10 this morning. But before that, we got the Chelsea report.
So Ariana Grande is trademarking something that's a little controversial.
Okay.
And Camila Cabello is taking on an iconic character for her first acting role. I'll tell you who that is coming up next in the Chelsea Report.
The Chelsea Report.
Camila Cabello is taking on her first acting role. This is very exciting. She'll be playing Cinderella in the new Cinderella Reimagined. It's going to be a musical, and the story is basically being described as a modern take on the traditional tale, which is, you know, an orphan girl who has an evil stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about this whole is that James Corden will be producing it.
Whoa.
And apparently he came up with the idea for the retelling of the classic story. So I thought that was more modern. Super interesting. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting if she adds any of her Latina twist to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And like she's getting bullied by her older sisters and that lady, you know, and just be like, hey, kill me. Hey, kill me. Get to the Easter. Earrings off.
Yeah. Right. Off.
Cinderella getting bougie.
It does add an interesting take on being able to reimagine those stories. And like, because she isn't like the blonde white chick that's in the original Cinderella, it'll be interesting to see just embracing more diversity.
I love that.
And I like the cast wise, I hope the entire cast has diversity because we don't have to do the same 1971 cartoon version.
And you wonder if she'll be good, but I also, if you think about it, she's done a lot of like acting in her music videos. Right. Like her Havana music video is based, it's a telenovela basically. Yeah. So, and I think she's going to be really good. I'm excited for her.
She's crazy talented, man.
Yeah, she hasn't announced it yet, but she did last night post just like a cartoon image of Cinderella on her Instagram story. So so that's something to look forward to with that. Keeping it in the Disney theme.
Yeah.
It is exactly 100 days until the new Lion King hits theaters.
Yes.
And this morning, the first full-length trailer has dropped. It's the live-action remake.
Wow.
Super excited about this. The animals, this live-action thing, is no joke. The animals look so real. Scary. It's kind of creepy in a good way.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark, begging for scraps. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. You must take your place in the circle of life.
All the nostalgic feels.
Oof, see, this one's going to be, this has got, there's a lot of pressure on this Lion King, this live action one, to hold up to the animated one. Mm-hmm. I like, my opinion's different than it was with the Cinderella one, because I think, like, this could be creepy, like you said, with these animals and stuff. I think all the voices and the stars they have doing the characters are amazing, but Lion King, the cartoon, was like an iconic, I mean, people remember where they were when they saw that for the first time.
It's my favorite Disney movie of all time, and I hope that I can take my daughter Ariella, who's 2 years old right now, to be her first movie theater movie to see. And I'm afraid because her attention span isn't all that great, to be honest. And then second, she's the kind of person already, just like me, like she talks throughout all the movies she sees at home.
Yeah.
Hey, Dada, look, Coco.
Lion.
Dada, and she'll start singing in the middle of it and get up and perform. So I'm kind of a little afraid of that, you know?
I'm excited about the soundtrack because the Lion King soundtrack growing up was like my favorite. Obviously, like Elton John was on it. I'm so interested in how they're going to do it. Are they going to have Beyonce on it? Because obviously Beyonce's in it. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino is in it. Are they gonna have some songs on the soundtrack? I'm so curious what they're going to do with that.
That'd be a hell of a twist if they didn't. You go see it and you're like, what the hell is Beyonce?
Ariana Grande is taking Thank You Next all the way to the bank.
Thank you.
She just filed a trademark so she can use it on a variety of beauty products.
Wow.
So she's apparently wanting to launch a beauty product line, which includes body lotions, bath and shower gels, body scrubs, body powders, body mists, and more perfume. All in all, she's launched 6 different perfumes. So why not do more?
That's good. I thought she was going to like trademark it or copyright it like Cardi B did with all... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. I just said it.
Oh, you owe somebody.
We have to pay her?
Yeah.
I thought she was going to like Thank You Next. Like, you can't say Thank You Next ever again. Without paying her.
I love the idea of her making breakup makeup, though. You know what I mean? Like, what a great just
smart
packages. Like, you broke up with your dude package. And now, just like, anytime you're a guy and you see your girl rocking Thank You Next, like, mascara and foundation, you're like, I see what's coming.
I've never understood the perfumes that celebrities launch. I never think they smell that great, but I don't.
They smell like trash.
They don't. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Got a really nice shout out to give out right now that came into my DM. So shout out my son Matthew out of Cienega from Eagle Rock High School. My name is Cynthia and his dad's name is Edson. Hashtag Orgullo Mexicano. He just got accepted to USC.
There we go. Yes. There we go.
She proceeds to say, and we didn't have to pay.
Yeah.
Because honestly, we broke.
Right?
But you got hope and a great work ethic, and your son learned that from you, and here he is going off to USC. So congratulations, Matthew, and to the entire Arciniega family.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
The wind blew away all the commercials. Shout out to you if you survived the winds yesterday. That was wild. Came out of nowhere. Appreciate the weather people letting us know. Like our very own producer Brad mentioned nothing about it in our weather report yesterday.
Just looked on his iPhone.
Didn't scroll down.
Right, that's the best part about it. Was like, hey, I looked on the iPhone. And Edgar's like, you didn't scroll down. But the other funny part is that Brad's a pilot, so he's got apps on his phone that tell you weather down, like weather down to the tiny detail.
Yeah.
It'll tell you like depths and like
knots.
Elevations, knots.
Using words like knots and
pollen
whatnot.
Count.
Shout out to Reina from Winnetka. Congratulations, you're calling 9. You're going to be going to our Amp Coachella house this weekend. We got more tickets coming your way for the Coachella house coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. But I need you to switch gears real quick. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right. So, switching gears, the winning continues, but for something different. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to go to Pink's concert this coming Monday at Staples by playing our trivia game, Freeway Battles. Call in right now, represent your SoCal Freeway, and battle it out. 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Good luck.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Happy hump day. It's about to go down. Freeway battle right now on 97.1 Amp Radio. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to go to Pink's concert this Monday at Staples Center by playing our trivia game, Freeway Battles. All right, we got two contestants calling in representing their SoCal Freeway. We got Ashley from Chino Hills repping the 57 Freeway. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be going up again.
Poor thing, are you all right?
Saca el gallo, get it out, girl.
That wind's got all that dust.
I'm ready.
You're going to be going up against Matthew from Santa Ana representing the 55. What up, bro?
What up?
This is tough, man, because my OG hometown is Santa Ana, but I now live in Chino Hills, right. So they're going up against each other.
I mean, I loathe the 57 with just the fire of 1,000 suns right now, so I'm pulling for 57. Sorry, Matthew. Ashley, let us know, why is the 57 going to beat the 55?
The 57 is going to beat the 55 because I'm driving.
Because of me, yo.
Done.
And Matthew, why is the 50? Ooh, I'm a little raspy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm feeling it. Allergies.
It's contagious.
We're in this together. Matthew, why is the 55 going to beat the 57?
Well, currently there is no traffic, and I'm going 80 miles right now.
Whoa! Whoa. Okay. Don't project that. There are some police officers that listen to us.
No kidding.
Oh, don't worry. I got my radar detector in.
Oh, shoot.
That's legal, too. You are so Orange County.
All right, so it's going to go down, guys. We got two contestants right now. They're going to be going back and forth, rattling off answers to a specific category until one of their brains gets gridlocked. So if your brain gets gridlocked for 3 seconds or more, you lose. If you say an incorrect answer, you lose. Or if you repeat an answer, you will lose. Okay, today's category, Ashley, you go first, then Matthew, is name as many SoCal cities as you can. Ready, set, go.
Malibu.
Anaheim.
Santa Ana.
Cerritos.
Phil Beach.
Newport Beach.
Okay. It's going down.
Long Beach. Mm.
Laguna Hills.
All right.
Brea.
Ooh.
Irvine.
Yorba Linda.
Woo! Close.
West Covina.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Yo. Tiger! Oh! That was epic!
Wow, that was a longest I think we've ever had.
Also, I'm not even sure. I don't know. I realized I don't know some cities. So I'm like, take your word for it.
Welcome to my world.
Matthew, congratulations. You are the winner of the 55 beat the 57 today.
Woo!
You're going to Pink's concert.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
We'll hook you up with another prize. Hang tight, Ashley. Hold on, hold on.
Oh, that was quite the battle right there.
The Chelsea Report.
For Game of Thrones fans, an album inspired by the show featuring some of your favorite artists will be released on April 26th. It's called For the Throne, and artists featured on it include The Weeknd, Ellie Goulding, SZA, A$AP Rocky, Ty Dolla $ign, and even the late Lil Peep, and more. 14 tracks of music inspired by the series. That's pretty cool.
Unexpected.
What do you mean by inspired? I hope it's not super corny where they actually have references in the songs of like the wall and the winter is coming and all this stuff.
That'd be a dope remix.
Winter's coming.
I just hope it's dubstep.
And Game of Thrones. Never put those two together.
It just seems like it has an ability to be real tacky.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is pretty shocked about this. It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson decided to step down as Lakers president of basketball operations. In a 40-minute press conference, he made the announcement basically saying he just wants his old life back.
So today, I'm going to step down as president. I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. I was thinking about all those times, guys who want me to mentor them or be a part of their lives, and I can't even do that. I had more fun on the other side than on this side because now, tomorrow, I would have to affect somebody's livelihood in their life.
Basically saying, hey, I'm Magic Johnson, and I can't do whatever I want.
Right. Yeah,
I don't like it. I'm the president. Like, I can't. And even this, I was reading about this, that the fact that, like, this was impromptu. Like, he didn't even let his boss know
about
this.
Yeah, he didn't even let the team owner know.
He just kind of said, all right, later. That's one way to quit, right?
I mean, I've been there once, not, you know, with anything like that, but I remember, like, we've all been there when you decide you're going to quit a job, and in your mind, you, like, I was at the Home Depot in Glendora when I was in college, and I was like, you know what? I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice today. And then by the end of the shift, I was like, this is my last day. And then by the end of the shift, I was like, I'm not even going back there ever again. So by the end of the game, he just decided, yo, I'm gonna, like, he started off like, I'm going to give Jeannie bus notice, and by the end of it, he was like, you know what, guys? I can't do this anymore. I'm out.
Because only in the position for 2 years.
Right. Well, listen, I'm sure many of you have done this. You've posted on social media that you're quitting before you let anybody else know.
Hopefully not.
No, you have. I mean, also, the word on the street is that he wanted to let go of the head coach, Luke Walton, and then administration wasn't really about it. So I think he just didn't like being restrained, man. And plus, he's Magic Johnson. He's crazy busy.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really there a lot. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big job to be the president.
And it's not just the team president. It's the team president of the Lakers and the team president of the Lakers with LeBron now. And LeBron is kind of a player GM as it is. Yeah. And if Magic's not going to have the time to put into getting the personnel to put around LeBron, you just got to take off.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this helps the culture, man. It helps them win. Who's out partying? Was it LeBron along with Kuzma?
Kuzma, Ball, JaVale McGee. Last night.
Good culture right
team
there.
Team bonding.
Yes.
This is pretty cool. So, an intersection here in LA is getting renamed in honor of Nipsey Hussle, who's tragically killed a little over a week ago.
Right.
Los Angeles City Council announced on Tuesday that it'll be the intersection of Slauson Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard, right in the center where Nipsey grew up. Nipsey's mom actually released an extremely emotional video offering words of encouragement to the community and everyone who's mourning her son.
When you live your life and you have God on your side, there is no fear. Everything is in perfect order. I have perfect peace and I have strength. And I want to lift you up because Nipsey is great.
He is the great.
He is the great. And now he is even greater.
Yes, he is.
Because he has no bounds and no limits. His energy is everywhere.
Beautiful words right there. And two things I want to say that stand out to me. One is now you know and you hear where Nipsey got his inspiration and his point of view on life, right? And the peace that he carried on with. And two, she says something interesting. Now he's got no limits. And honestly, you see that even though we lost him here on Earth, that the fact that his impact and his legacy got bigger and more people have found out about the great things he's done and is doing for the community, that now other people will hopefully continue on, you know? So thank you to Nipsey's mom for those beautiful words of encouragement, for sure.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm sure you've been in a situation where you stayed in a relationship a little too long. For whatever reason that may be, you knew you should have broken up way long ago. And that's exactly the dilemma that our AMP listener has right now and needs your help in. We changed her name to Jenny to protect her identity, and she needs you to help her decide if she should dump her boyfriend of a year and a half before or after Coachella this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two main reasons of why she's having this dilemma. Number one, she says she's the worst at breaking up with people.
If you said you were good at breaking up with people, you're a psychopath.
And number two, we'll have her tell us why. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, good morning.
So besides you being really bad at breaking up with people, what is the second reason why you're debating breaking up with them?
He purchased tickets for he and I for Coachella and then also rented out a house for my girlfriends and I.
Ooh, that's a pretty penny right there. Jeez.
Yeah.
So those are the two main reasons. She's really bad at breaking up with people.
Right.
And number two, she has Coachella paid for.
And also, wait till last minute because Coachella is just in a couple days, girl.
I know.
How long have you known that you've been done with him?
I would say about 6 months.
Oh, my God.
So 6 months, you've just had a real boring-ass relationship.
Yes, and it was boring prior to that six-month time period, and I think for 6 months I've been trying to get over that, and I just can't. So I've given myself this deadline of, like, tonight to make the decision.
So if you go this weekend, how much longer in your mind would you have to stay with him so you don't feel like an a-hole for this?
Well, I already feel like an a-hole either way.
Well, I think it also depends on how bad you want to go to Coachella. Like, is this a festival that you're really excited about, or would you be fine not going?
Chelsea's like, priorities, guys.
I'm just trying to gauge.
Being a decent human being or going to Coachella?
Well, I'm just trying to gauge where she's at with this, because I can't tell if she's, like, really wanting to go to Coachella or not.
No, I mean, I definitely want to go. It's an awesome experience. I've gone years in the past, but it is, you know, a pretty penny, and I don't want to be that a-hole, so I'm kind of torn between going and having an awesome experience with my girlfriend, knowing that he's going to be there, but I would be mainly spending time with my girlfriend. Yeah. I'm just totally torn because I have let this go on for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, do I let it go on for 6 months and some couple of days, or do I end it now?
Jenny, I think the answer is simple. Be true to yourself. Break up with this dude. Because if you're already questioning yourself of whether or not you should do this, that means you're feeling guilty about it. And if you're a decent human being, you'll just break up with him already.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, you know, like if it was like even a week out, but you're like a couple days out. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of in this place where, like, what's she going to do? Break up with him? And then is he not going to go to Coachella? Is she like, what? I don't know.
Yeah,
I almost feel like maybe
chick.
Is he, but with her friends?
I don't know, maybe.
Like, I almost feel like she kind of has to suck it up and go at this point and, like, just have fun. And maybe you have, like, a heart-to-heart one night and you come to the conclusion you're better as friends and it'll be, like, a peaceful Coachella breakup.
Wow, that was really good rationalization there, Chelsea.
I mean,
so Chelsea's all for you going and continue lying to this guy and use him for his money.
It's just so short notice. I don't think that's a good thing to do. That's not
Brian, you're all about letting him go.
Look, dude can bring someone else if he wants to, if you break up with him. Also, he can sell him. Everyone's looking for him.
for them. You just go online. People are looking for bracelets. And as far as your friends, I mean, I get it. That stinks for your friends. But, I mean, I think he's going to look back at it and always wonder if you were going to break up with him the whole time and just feel like you swindled him.
I get that. But to be fair, in the course of our year and a half of being together, like, he's notorious for doing, like, kind of extravagant gifts and trips and things like that.
Okay.
And that's, like, his, I guess you could say, love language. Mm-hmm.
No, that's his way of covering up the fact that he's really boring. I mean, so he's just like, let me just give you gifts and all these trips and pretend we're on The Bachelor.
Sometimes your biggest negative can be your biggest positive if you spin it in trips.
What do you think Jenny should do? Should she break up with her boyfriend before or after Coachella? One, she's really bad at breaking up with people, especially apparently if they have money. And number two, she'll miss out on Coachella, apparently. And not only that, but the house he rented for her and her friends. So break up before or after Coachella, that is the question. Let's go to our text first at 877-971-HITS.
A text from another Jennifer. Defending the Jennifer, or going after a Jennifer, actually, I should say. This chick is self-centered, gold-digging, and an awful person. If she doesn't break up with him, I hope he ends up sleeping with her friend on this trip, and they get married and live happily ever after. This chick pisses me off.
Oh my God.
Finish him. Fatality.
Same. Chalice, you're in support of Jennifer going to Coachella and continuing to lie this guy and use him.
I mean, okay, that's not... Listen, don't make me look like a bad person. I'm saying the situation's complicated. Coachella is... it's a fun time.
It's more important. do you have any texts backing you up?
Yeah, so 714 said, yeah, you should definitely go. It could be considered as one less attempt to make the relationship work. Wow. Also, the 323 said, yeah, definitely wait till after Coachella. Uh-huh. If you don't go, your friends are going to have to scramble to find a place. That's not fair to them. Also, it's Chella. Go out there. Enjoy the desert vibes. Maybe y'all have a peaceful Coachella breakup while there.
No manches. All right. Tracy, break up with her man before or after Coachella?
After.
Yes. Why?
That was easy. Why is it?
Girl, take a dip and go back to business. It is what it is. Like he always do. He gives you gifts all the time. Take your gift. This is not the last one. So just take it and go.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not the last one? She wants it to be the last one. He wants it to be the last one.
Okay, take the last one and go. That's it.
So
we're talking
up.
About Coachella here, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Take it and go.
Tracy, have you had an experience of, you know, just taking advantage of men because they give you gifts and they have money?
Oh, my God. Yes. All the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is like, this is like every guy's nightmare. Just hearing this. Like, this every, I'm looking at the text line. Everyone's saying go for it is probably a woman, but every dude is like, this is the worst.
Really? Where they give us stuff, they pamper us, and then, you know, we take it and they're mad at us for taking it after you give it to us. What are you going to do, return it? Like, you can't. Come on now.
I'm trying to understand your point of view, Tracy. I'm trying to understand your point of view, Tracy, and you're saying basically if a dude gives you so many gifts because they know they're boring as hell and they have nothing else to offer, then they already know that that's all they have to offer, so they're cool with you taking advantage
exactly.
of that.
Exactly.
It's almost like they expect it to happen anytime. All right? He expects it.
Now we won our course. It's time for me to go. Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean,
it's hard to argue when you're just going to say, like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to keep the gift. I don't care.
Listen, that's their job. Thank you.
Tracy, love you, girl. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Hi, guys. Take care.
Bye. Veronica, you don't agree with Tracy, who says basically take advantage of that man's money.
No, I don't. That's super shady.
Chelsea, you're down with that, too.
Well, it's the situation. It's complicated. I do think that she, like, the right
it's
thing to do is break up with him.
It's not complicated at all. She's been with this guy for how long? And she knows she doesn't like him, but she's just there because she knows she can get stuff. Probably has her eye on another guy, too. Like, no, that's super shady.
The only problem is the other guy is probably broke.
The other guy ain't going to Coachella.
What's complicated, though, is that it's literally two days before Coachella. So, like, it would just be a hassle for everyone to get a new house to figure out where the tickets go. That's my thing. It's like, you might as well just go now. Should she have broken up with him, like, 6 months ago? Absolutely, but she didn't. And this is the situation now. It's like, well, at least might as well have one last hurrah together.
No, she should break up with him, and then she should pay for it herself.
Veronica, love you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, you too. Mm. All right, Jenny, so you heard our listener's opinion, but ultimately, it's your choice. Which way are you leaning? Are you going to break up with your boyfriend before or after Coachella?
Well, I definitely heard everything. Some of you guys were a little direct and harsh. I honestly think that I just need to take some time this evening to consider everything and make a decision tonight and go forward one way or the other.
Okay, but for sure tonight is your deadline. Like, you're not going to go past tonight.
For sure, tonight is my deadline.
All right, cool. So do you mind if we check in with you tomorrow around this time to find out what you ended up doing?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I don't mind. I'm a little nervous that I have to follow up with you guys, but I don't mind. No, I can definitely do
like,
that.
It really depends on the decision, because if she's just like, I'm just going to go with it, she's like, I don't need to be yelled at again.
Jenny, thank you so much. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Perfect.
Ooh, that guy heated.
The Chelsea Report.
So in case you're wondering, it is exactly 100 days until the new Lion King remake hits theaters. It comes out this summer, July 19th. Very, very excited for it.
Yes.
And this morning, the first full-length trailer dropped, and it looks so good. It's live action, and these animals, they look so real. It's crazy.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark, begging for scraps. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. You must take your place in the circle of life.
So stoked!
Oh,
for this,
so
baby.
Good. I want to hear Beyonce's voice as Nala.
Like, do you know who's going to sing the most important part of the movie, which is.
Well, you could. No,
I mean, besides me, of course.
Yeah. Are you asking, like, do we have theories or do we actually know?
Yeah, do you guys? Does anybody know whose voice is going to be that?
I don't have that information.
I'm just saying. They better get it right. That's all I'm saying.
They just use the old audio.
Probably. Camila Cabello is taking on her first acting role. She'll be playing Cinderella.
So good.
In the new Cinderella Reimagined. It's a musical, of course. But the interesting thing about this is that James Corden will be producing it. And apparently he came up with the idea for the modern retelling of the classic story.
Awesome.
So this is cool. Camila said in the past that she's wanted to do some acting, dabble in the acting world. So this is like a very big deal for her.
That's cool. And they're going to give it like a modern spin to it. I know we talked about it earlier, but like, I wonder if she's going to bring that Latina sass to it. Like, you know, her sister's kind of like bossing around. Hey, you missed a spot. She'll be like, hey, kill me. Let me get my hoops off real quick, you know, and then get into it.
I feel like with James Corden directing, nah. I just seem like, I feel like James Corden on set going like, could I get a little more Latino sauce, please? Would like come off just really poorly.
It's going to be total musical then with him, right?
No details on when that'll come out, but I will keep you updated. So Nipsey Hussle's memorial is tomorrow at the Staples Center. Tickets were distributed yesterday. They were gone in minutes. And we totally called this. So it didn't take long for scalpers to disgustingly jump on the opportunity to make some money off of those tickets. Some were posted online selling for around $500 a ticket. Just awful. But here is the good news. Craigslist is shutting down scalpers. They're flagging the sales ads, and now they're yanking them from the website as quickly as they can.
I mean, to be fair, they're probably doing those scalpers like, I mean, they're doing the right thing for them, too. I mean, they're trying to make some money, and it's an awful thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be scalping tickets to Nipsey Hussle's funeral, because Nipsey Hussle's dudes like going to roll up, because it's disrespectful to a level that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be part of that transaction.
No.
When some of his homies, like, from way back in the neighborhood are, like, rolling up, like, oh, we're going to see who this guy is selling these tickets.
So I know that they're in the wrong, obviously, for taking advantage of people's grief in this situation to make money off of it. But would you also bring any type of judgment for the people that are buying them?
Nah.
I mean, they just want to be there to sell. I mean, you know, obviously it's not right, but they want to be there to celebrate his life, you know?
If the demand wasn't there, they wouldn't be selling them.
Well, here's the thing. If it was a thing that they sold tickets for $10 a piece and scalpers were selling them, I'd be like, okay, listen, supply and demand, I get that. But they're free, and I'm never going to like hate on someone who's their last resort is buying it. These tickets were hard to get. It could be someone who's known Nipsey their whole life, just couldn't get a ticket, and is like, you know what, it's worth it to me to hit $500 to pay my final respects to this man.
Right.
So I'm not going to fault them because their motivation is not just fueled by money.
if you, like, thousands and thousands of people weren't able to get a ticket online, you could definitely follow up with the procession, right? Brian, you got more details on
that? Yeah, so the service is going to go, if they say, 10 to noon, and then they're going to leave with a kind of a procession caravan type thing, and Nipsey's going to, you know, the back to the funeral home, they're going to take a little tour through L.A. because they want to make sure everyone gets a chance to pay their final respects. It's going to go down Vermont Avenue, then it's going to turn on Century, come back up Crenshaw, up La Brea, and it's going to be, you'll be able to see them on the corner of Crenshaw and Slauson. They're going to go by the Marathon clothing store. Yeah, and the procession ends at the funeral home in the Hyde Park neighborhood.
The victory lap. Right there, man. Long live his legacy and the positive things he's been doing in the community for his life, and we appreciate all he's done and now getting us to talk about these things, right? What else can do for our community, how we can invest in each other? So thank you, Chelsea, for bringing that up.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Call in, confess, vent about it, and let it go. Who did you dirty? 877-971-HITS. Connie from Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
Connie, thank you for listening to us and wanting to vent about who did you dirty. Go ahead.
I've been with my husband for a long time, and 2 years ago I found out that his stepsister was with him.
Whoa! Wait a minute, he's dating his stepsister? His own stepsister?
No, he wasn't dating her. He was just with her, and I didn't know for like 10 years.
Like they were married?
No, no, no.
They were just smashing.
They smashed, but he says he didn't have sexual intercourse with her.
That's called cool. I call BS on that.
Cool, dude, they were just dry humping. That's fine between steps siblings. That's not weird.
Well, no, his dad married her mom, so they're not related.
Of course.
But still. When I met them, they were in the same
Game of
house.
Thrones.
And now I have to see her every time we have family gatherings.
Wait, hold on. So he never cheated on you, right? He just told you that back in the day, him and his stepsister used to fool around, but now you got to run into that girl? Or did he cheat on you?
Okay, 2 years ago, he told me he was with her. I am married to this man now. When we first met, that's when he did this.
Gotcha.
And I didn't know for like over 10 years.
Now
that I know, I have to see her.
I feel like that's something that I probably would take to my grave.
You wouldn't confess that?
Yeah.
No, because she's just got to like look at the stepsister all the time, and it's so weird. Technically, it's not genetically weird, but just because of the family relations, it's super strange. And if they didn't go all the way and it was early on, I feel like all you're doing is it's just adding some weird baggage that I don't even know how to process other than going on the Jerry Springer show.
The things that would run through your head during Thanksgiving dinner, when you're like sitting across from this woman. Have you ever talked to her about it, or like has it ever come up?
No, I was super close with her, and when I found out, I stopped talking to her because I just went to choke her, and she's like, why? What's wrong? And then everybody in the family's wondering, how come I don't talk to her anymore?
And the family obviously doesn't know.
Well, you found out that you guys were closer than you thought.
No one knows, so...
Damn, Connie. Well, listen, I think the way we solve this is in a very mature way here. And who's hotter, you or her?
I am.
Okay. Yeah! Winner. All right.
He married you.
Boom.
Problem solved.
Right?
Chelsea, he chose you to marry.
So
not the stepsister. Oh.
Not the most mature way to handle things, but I guess that's probably the only way we can do it today.
The ugly stepsister.
Connie. Oh, my gosh. What a wild story. But, yeah, definitely. You know, you got to give him points for being honest. You know, like Brian said, maybe a little too honest, but still, you know, at least you have an honest man next to you.
76% honesty. That's what keeps a good relationship. Just that 24% when you made out with your stepsister. Keep that to yourself.
Need that. Yeah, I wish he would have kept it to himself.
Connie, thank you for listening to us. Did it feel good to vent and just let this out?
Yes. Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah. Finally got that off of her chest. Woo. I didn't tell nobody. I don't think she wants to tell anybody.
If I were her, I would never tell anyone again.
Never.
Coming up next, before 9:30 a.m., your chance at winning some more passes to go to our Amp Coachella house and party with us this weekend. Khalid also rolling by. Ella May, bring your friends, your family, your stepsister.
Your lovers. Whoever. I don't know.
Whatever works for you.
It could be both. Stepsister and love.
Yeah, I mean, that was proven just now.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Guys, interesting, man. So, you guys know FAFSA. Financial aid. You apply to it. Chelsea's still paying some of it off.
Sure am.
I think everybody in this room is still paying it off.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
what?
Well,
how you do that?
I'm glad. Good for you.
I'm just saying. I just really... got into it, man. And I went, I mean, I had my undergrad at Cal Poly Pomona, and then my master's at Azusa Pacific University. That was expensive, dude. Private schools? Woo! Anyways.
I'm trying to draw mine out. There's like a rule with federal loans that if it takes more than 25 years, they just forgive whatever you have left.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? After 25 years for federal loans, they forgive a lot of it. So I'm just trying to draw it out for my Boston College stuff. Just trying to push that as far along as I can. So at some point, they're just like, you know what, man? It's fine.
Your credit score will be zero, but still, it's going to be a good look.
Yeah, and Who cares?
I just have Coachella tickets to buy, so that's my issue.
So if that's not enough, FAFSA, you know, just charging you for the rest of your life. Now they're trolling folk on social media. Interesting story right here. 17-year-old high school senior Lisbeth Rivas. She did this like music video style video recap of her experiencing prom along to Cardi B's song Clout. And it's like so well produced. She's flossing on it, like expensive cars, all this other stuff. And she posted up on social media saying like, yo, this was my experience. And the official FAFSA Twitter account responded to her video by putting a GIF up saying, I see you. Like, I see you flossing, and that's why we're trolling you. Like, oh, you're applying for FAFSA?
Uh-huh.
But I see your video of you flossing about you got, you're living this lifestyle, living it up for prom. So now they're trolling folk on social media like this, bro.
I just like, I mean, I just like it when companies have a personality on Twitter. Like, dictionary.com is one of my favorites. Like, they just put people in their place every single day on, like, you know, words, stories, dictionary.com's like, excuse me, nah.
Like Kylie Jenner, right? When she was announced to be a self-made millionaire, dictionary.com came out. It was like, actually, you're not. And then they started trolling her like that.
Airlines all the time, too. I go after airlines all the time. I got Southwest just the other day because I said that when you board in Zone C, all you do is walk by people who are fake sleeping. And I got, like, Southwest, like, no, it's a chance to meet new people. And I'm like, meet new people that are sleeping? And they're like, never mind, bye. And they just tweet a GIF of, like, just disappearing out of the picture. I was like, gotcha, Southwest.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We got the Dopest Moment Award going out to Tracy from Inglewood up to no good for just being 100% honest and just being true to herself. And she doesn't care, bro.
She doesn't care that she sounds like an awful gold-digging monster.
So a little bit of context. Our listener Jenny, earlier today, reached out because she needed advice on breaking up with her boyfriend before or after Coachella this weekend because, one, she's bad at breakups. And number two, which I think is the real reason, her boyfriend bought her Coachella tickets. And not only that, rented a house in the Coachella area for her and her friends to party at. So she breaks up before, she loses that. Breaks up after, she keeps it. And she's been like done with him for the last 6 months, but she's still hanging out. Anyways, this is what Tracy had to say. Tracy, break up with her man before or after Coachella?
After.
Yes. Why?
That was easy.
Like he always do, he gives you gifts all the time. Take a gift. This is not the last one. So just take it and go.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not the last one? She wants it to be the last one. He wants it to be the last one.
Okay, take the last one and go. That's it.
So
we're
messed
talking
up
about Coachella here, right?
Yeah.
Tracy, have you had an experience of just taking advantage of men because they give you gifts and they have money?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
When she said, oh my God, she could have gone like one of two ways. She could have been like, oh my God, no.
Rude. But Edgar, like, rude.
It was funny because she paused and then.
You know, we need a brand new segment called Own Your Awful. Just own your down awfulness, right? Just, she called in. It's impossible to argue with somebody who's like, yeah, I'm gold digging. I'm taking that trip. I don't care.
I don't know if she thinks that's awful, bro.
Own it. As long as you own it, no one can hate on you, I guess. Own your awful.
Coming up next, Yessie Ortiz taking over with Amp. Coachella house passes for you. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.